Perhaps you can relate. You're a recent transplant to Atlanta with medical records from another state, and you're filling out yet another lengthy medical history form at the doctor's office. One Atlanta tech startup is working to make it easier for patients to access electronic medical records using the same technology behind the digital currency Bitcoin. WABE's Tasneem Shamma reports.
The technology is what's known as blockchain. Right now, hospitals likely keep things on one central server. What blockchain does is it cuts up that data and distributes it all over the world on multiple servers,
so that it's not easily accessed by data thieves.
That's Krista McFarlane, CEO of the healthcare tech company Patientory. She says the way data is spread out and additional encryption is what makes stealing Bitcoins nearly impossible. At the moment, there's only one country in the world where almost every health record is stored using blockchain technology, Estonia.
See on elektrooniline digiretsept.
This is a promotional video of a patient and doctor looking at medical records. Estonia has been at it for more than a decade, but here in the US,
I think 2016 was really the year we introduced blockchain in healthcare. And to tell you the truth, I don't know why it took this long.
Blockchain is becoming the hot new thing.
That's attorney Broy Hadley. He helps companies in Atlanta make sure they're following the federal patient data rules known as HIPAA. He says the government will have to be more flexible as healthcare companies dump fax machines and use blockchain to securely transfer data.
Can it be an effective tool to do it? Yes. But once you start to see these medical records exchanges come online, then you're going to see more and more attacks on them because that's where the data is.
The Atlanta startup Patientory says it has several layers of encryption to deter hackers. It's currently working with Kaiser Permanente and Startup Health at three hospitals so far in Colorado and Georgia. Tasneem Shamma, WABE News.